you're just joining us, it is the 3 o'clock hour here on the Maggie Dawn Show. That means it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money, 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 because that's what this is actually about. You know, some candidates may tell you that all your economic woes and worries will simply be washed away if we vilify certain groups of people or we build a wall high enough. But the reality of the matter is it's more complicated than that. It is actually about the money. It's actually about how we treat wages versus wealth. It's about how CEOs line their pockets. Now, I've got two great guests to help us understand that. Erica Payne, founder and president of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Kat Hadley, director of the Great Economy Project. Kat, we were talking about one key element of the fight that begins and must be sustained starting the day after Election Day on November 6th. Is simply saying that capital gains and income should be taxed at the same rate. This is actually bipartisan, is it not? I mean, middle-class folks are Republicans, Democrats, independents, uninterested, purple, polka-dotted. It's a bipartisan middle-class issue, is it not?
No, it absolutely is. But I think as somebody that's been an advocate for over a decade, you can have really popular things with every day on the street. I worked in maternal health expansion for a long time, and both sides would tell us, you know, we're all about this. We want to support you, but no legislation gets passed. So we really need people to join us in this fight and push back and say, you know, you have to fix this, because oftentimes it's just, oh, the tax code is complicated, and maybe there's a reason for that. And then also that it's just not a priority for everyday people. It's not my voters' everyday priority. So we need people to be with us in this fight, emailing, calling, sending postcards, texting, all of those things, and talking to their neighbors. And we're lucky that we have an amazing team on the ground here in Richland Center, who've expanded even. They're out in Sauk and Iowa counties now, and talking to people every day about how important these issues are, how they impact them, and how these people do have a voice. They just need to exercise that muscle. And the first time is really scary, but after that, it's, you know, I always joke that you realize that politicians are three kids in a trench coat. And the second you realize that, it's a lot more approachable to call them all the time with your issues. So, yeah.
I've got the image now, Kat. Three kids in a trench coat. I love it. Erica, why Wisconsin? Why does this matter so very much for Wisconsinites?
Wisconsin is a fantastic state for us to be having a tax conversation in. You've got two incredible vehicles for your viewpoints in your two senators. We've got Tammy Baldwin, who is Senator Tammy Baldwin. She is probably one of the single best tax champions in the United States Senate. She has gone after some of the stupidest, most inane tax loopholes that are benefiting only the richest people, and she has shown herself to be a great champion. She needs to be shored up because she has a lot of middle of the road and right wing colleagues that she's going to have to convince in 2025. And then you all also have Senator Ron Johnson, who is on the Senate Finance Committee. This is the committee where all of the tax legislation will ultimately get decided, because legislation comes out of the House. And so whoever controls the House will put that legislation forward. But most likely, not to get too much into legislative details, but next year's tax bill will be passed on what's called a budget reconciliation vote. It's a special kind of legislation that allows legislation to get passed on a 51 vote threshold. The Senate will be very, very close. Ron Johnson is on the Senate Finance Committee. And I got to tell you, the preview of this tax fight that I had last week when I was in a Senate Finance Committee hearing for 3 hours, and your senator got up there and blithered some of the most incorrect, intentionally misleading nonsense I have ever heard. The folks in Wisconsin need to get your phones ringing to call Senator Ron Johnson and tell him it's time to put his money where his mouth is and fix a tax code that he last week called grotesque. It is grotesque. Let me tell you his phone number. His phone number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin. Those senators are going to have a huge amount to do.
And if you call Senator Johnson, please let me know here at Civic Media by calling or texting if he ever gets back to you, because I've heard that Senator Ron Johnson does not return constituent calls. People do not hear from him. It frightens me that the gentleman that's running against Tammy Baldwin has a net worth somewhere north of $200 million and that Ron Johnson has a net worth somewhere north of $50 million. Here's who I don't want defining the tax code. Multimillionaires with generational wealth. Who do you think they're going to craft a tax code for? People like themselves. That's just ridiculous. If you look at Tammy Baldwin's record on a tax code that works for the middle class, it is evident that she actually cares about the middle class. Erica, last week we talked to Bob Lord. I know that you referenced his testimony before the Senate Finance Committee, as well as some of the nonsense and drivel and doublespeak that Ron Johnson was slinging about in that very hearing when he deigned to appear. Mr. Lord is the VP for tax policy for the Patriotic Millionaires. What was your bottom line takeaway from that Senate hearing? Because I went back and watched it myself, and I had a thought. But I want to hear from you because you were in the room.
I have to tell you, Maggie, it was a frustrating and also enlightening experience that I think we can pull a lot of good lessons out of. The first lesson that I had is that these lawmakers, regardless of what political party they are in, do not seem to recognize the degree of the threat that we face in inequality. People might be concerned about Trump becoming president again. I want us to be more concerned about the preconditions that led to the rise of an authoritarian figure. We are at 100-year levels of inequality. We have a tax code that guarantees we will become more unequal more quickly over time. We're already at 100-year levels of inequality. And in the Senate Finance Committee kickoff to the 2025 tax bill, your Senator Ron Johnson talked about how changing this tax system was going to hurt small business. Well, you know, we've got a $26 million estate exemption in the tax code. If your small business is worth $26 million, we can have a perfectly reasonable conversation about what needs to happen after that.
We're going to have to leave it there. I just point to that, right? $27 million will pass without a penny of tax paid. Maybe we can start there. Maybe we can start with
Let's start there, Maggie.
Capital gains being taxed like income. There's so much more. You can find all of it here every day at 3 p.m. It is always Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. My thanks to Erica Payne, founder and president of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Kat Hadley, director of the Great Economy Project. Go call Ron Johnson and tell him to start treating the middle class fairly. 202-224-3121. Tell him Maggie sent you.
Maggie and the Millionaire sent you.
That's damn right. We need a fair tax code. Wisconsinites deserve a fair tax code. And I'll say this, last and finally. I don't care who you talk to in the state of Wisconsin, I hear two things all the time. I want more affordable child care, and I want our public educational institutions to be funded. Well, we can start by taxing the rich more. That's a good place to start, to fund those essential programs that help small businesses and the entire middle class. Thanks so much, ladies. We'll be back with so much more after these brief messages here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.